Regarding the miraculous feeding of 80 people, the Hadith tells us, Abu Talha said to Sulaim, I have heard the voice of the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, and it sounds weak due to hunger. Do you have any food with you? Yes, she replied, and produced a few pieces of barley bread. Then she took her scarf and wrapped the bread in it and concealed the package under another piece of cloth, which she made me, Anas, wear and sent me to the Messenger of Allah. I found the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, sitting in the mosque surrounded by his companions. I stood near to them when the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, asked, Have you been sent by Abu Talha? I replied, Yes. He inquired, To invite us for food? I replied, Yes. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said to his companions, Then let us go. They began to walk, and I walked with them. When he met Abu Talha, I told him what had happened. Abu Talha called out to Sulaim, The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, has come with a large number of people, and we have nothing to feed them with. She replied, Allah and his messenger know best. Abu Talha went to greet the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and invited him inside. The Prophet said, Bring whatever you have, Sulaim. So she placed it before him, the same pieces of barley bread. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, asked for the bread to be broken into pieces, and she spread butter over them so that they were greased. Then the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said over the food what Allah willed him to say. Let 10 people enter. Abu Talha called for 10 to enter, and they ate their fill and left. Then the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, Let the next 10 enter. So the next 10 came, ate and left, and this continued until everyone had eaten his fill. There were between 70 and 80 who were fed. We are also informed, after they had all eaten, the amount remaining was the same as at the beginning. We are also informed, after 80 people had eaten, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and the people of the house ate, and there was still some left over. We are also informed, there was enough left over to be sent to the neighbours. And one day, Anas went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and found his stomach strapped, sitting amongst his companions. Anas asked someone, Why has the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, strapped his stomach? He was told, On account of hunger. So Anas went to Abu Talha, the husband of Sulaim, and said, Father, I have seen the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, with his stomach strapped. I asked one of the companions why that was, and he said it was because of his hunger. Abu Talha went to Anas's mother and asked, Have you any food? She replied, Yes, I have some pieces of bread and some dry dates. If the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, came alone, we could feed him, but if he came with others, there would not be enough. Anas then went on to relate the rest of the hadith.